So after what seems like a long wait, the wait is finally over. John Rhino Edwards has released his third studio album, Just Sayin', the follow-up to Rhino's Revenge from, 24 years ago now, and Rhino's Revenge 2 from, 2015, 2016, round there, thereabouts. I loved those two albums. I love his songwriting and the Quo-like stuff, the stuff that's kind of off-kilter from the Quo-like stuff. I love all of it. So I was very much looking forward to hearing what Rhino was going to do on this third album. It's produced by Mike Paxman and has a plethora of guests on it. I mean, just looking down at the list here, Francis Rossi, Andy Bowen, Craig Joyner, Chris Wolstenholme, Freddie Edwards, obviously his son, Leon Cave, Jim Kirkpatrick, I believe his two other children are on there as well. Wonderful. Great to see that. So, Rhino's songwriting, in my experience, and this is all my opinion, I'm just saying, if you will, that Rhino's songwriting can vary from tongue-in-cheek and humorous to all-out rockers and slices of social commentary as well. And like I say, after enjoying the previous two, I looked forward to hearing this one immensely. So as we look at the album artwork, firstly, the colour of the album is very eye-catching. It's kind of this green colour that you can see on a shelf, I think. And I love the black text on here. It works really well and is easy to read. The cover has several photographs of Rhino in various poses. I purchased this CD edition, which comes in a nicely printed digipack. I mean, most of them are kind of digipacks these days, aren't they? Especially like independent albums. That's kind of the way that it goes. That's a good title for a song, isn't it? Also included is a booklet with song lyrics and a rundown of musicians playing on each recording next to it, such as the names that I've already mentioned. So let's do a track-by-track breakdown. I've listened to this album several times. I wrote up my thoughts on the website. I'm going to be reading sections of it here and trying to elaborate in other things just to give extra value where I think it is possible. So the first track is Can't Count Me Out. The album begins with a burst of rock. The riffs are loud, almost a wall of sound with a nice bite to the lyrics. Quo fans will enjoy how heavy this track goes. Can't Count Him Out indeed. And I do like the way that it kind of builds up a bit. It kind of reminded me, and I realise some might say, well, I don't understand how that can be, but it reminded me of Waiting for a Woman from Backbone, the way it kind of builds up and then those guitars come in, you know. And whereas Waiting for a Woman's kind of relaxed, this kind of just goes all out. A bit like Run and Hide, I guess, from the Bula Quo album. I do like this one. Can't Count Me Out. So, the next track is Limbo, which has a darker mood with appropriately evocative lyrics. There's something almost classical about the backing in this composition. Now, I feel like I should elaborate. I think I was thinking of that Led Zeppelin song, which I think takes from a classical piece. Is it Kashmir or something? Kashmir, you know the one I'm talking about? Kind of reminded me of that. The lingering guitar riff and bass lines at the closing are both haunting and beautiful. I love the way it kind of lingers on at the end. Really, really cool. Rhino does these kind of darker edged things. And there is another one of those on this album. He did a track on the previous album called All the Girls Love A, which that kind of reminded me of that. That's kind of the same kind of field, although that was more parody. You know, it was more musical, the musical style of that. That's what it reminded me of. The next one is Taking Care of Mary, which to me sounds very 80s power pop, very kind of big sound, and it has a great feel-good factor. The kind of song you just want to take a long drive with. I could imagine riding in a car and hearing this, and it just propels you down the motorway. I love the balance between guitars and Mike Paxman's piano on this track. They complement each other nicely. The lyrics have a beautiful poignancy, which is delivered to perfection by Rhino. And I must say, this is one of my favourite tracks on the album. I went back and I listened to it several times. The next one has been performed for several years by Rhino, about five or six or so, and it appeared on his Charge Live album a couple of years ago. But this is the studio version. There's also a music video to accompany it, which is available on his YouTube channel. And if you're not already a member of his YouTube channel, go and subscribe to that. So yeah, this is one of those tracks which could come under the category of Quo could have done that one. And the moment I heard it, I was like, yeah, Quo could have done this at some point. And it is somewhat an anthem for aging rockers, in my opinion. It features a catchy sing-along chorus that you can't help but join in with. Two Quo members join Rhino on this track. Andy Bowen takes on keyboard duties, while Francis Rossi contributes noticeable backing vocals and a stylistically recognisable guitar solo. Now, I'm going to elaborate a bit on what I mean by that. So, the backing vocals, you can hear him in the call and response area in the second half of the song. That's definitely Francis. Very recognizable vocals. Apparently, he's also in the mix on the chorus as well, which my wife picked up on. I didn't pick up on that. But then, you know, I kind of just get swept along by it. And the guitar solo sounded very Rossi to me. If I didn't know he was on it, I probably would have guessed it was him. And it kind of reminded me of like The Way It Goes. There's another track. I can ask you this, dear listener, dear viewer, wherever you're consuming this. I can ask you this. Francis did the solo for The Way It Goes. And then later on, he did another one that kind of uses the same technique. But I cannot remember for the life of me where or when he did that. It's on one of the later albums, after The Way It Goes, I'm sure. But I can't remember. So if anybody knows, do drop it in the comments below. But I do like his thing on this album. You know, I like his contribution. He also co-wrote a song later on as well. What I would also say is, if you played this on the radio, aside from the vocals, I think the average person on the street would probably assume it was Status Quo. It kind of has that vibe about it. And getting Andy on board with those keyboard lines, that's the kind of thing that he does. It just helps to cement that, doesn't it? But it's a great song, a really great song. I really like it. The next one is Wizzy Lizzy L.A., which is a vintage slice of rhythm and blues and rock and roll, which is very reminiscent. A couple of songs came to mind when I was listening to it. Larry Williams' track, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, probably because it has the word Lizzy in the title and the riff is very similar, plus Little Richard's Lucille. Because again, the riff is very similar. And of course, Quo did Lucille. on the Don't Stop album back in the mid-90s. So it kind of has that same vibe, but I like it. It really bops along nicely. And as always with this kind of riff, the synergy between the bass and guitar is just irresistible. You can't help but bop your head. It features Jim Kirkpatrick of FM and Freddie Edwards sharing guitar solo duties in between sections. I've heard some people say this is their favorite track on the album. What a track it is. The next one is a different vibe, but it's something that Rhino does so well. Good Evening Primrose. Among the mixture of rock styles is this beautiful song, a sweet little number which has a laid-back vibe. I love the use of the organ in the intro, along with the smooth acoustic guitar strumming in the verses. I guess the closest thing I can think of that's Quo is probably For You. It's kind of got that same vibe with the use of the organ and the guitars there. The slightly twangy intro riff has flavours of 60s British beat groups. I'm thinking like The Searchers, you know, When You Walk in the Room, stuff like that, you know. The harmonies in the chorus are absolutely gorgeous, and I must say, much is said about Rhino's voice in certain circles, but it really does suit. Like, he knows how to deliver these songs. He does it really, really well. The next track is, I think, my favourite on the album, and it's kind of the most outside of the box, I think, because he does quirky so well. It's just a... It's a really fun track. When I first saw this title, I thought it was going to be one of Rhino's tongue-in-cheek songs, and in a way it is, but there is a lot more going on. Rhino sings over a mostly repeating guitar riff while things change around him. The little touches from guitars and other things catch the listener's ear, and the vibe reminds me of like late 60s pop, especially the use of May Edwards' backing vocals and the ba-da-da-da-da kind of vocal section that's in there. And like I say, this is one of my favourite songs on the album. I couldn't stop playing it. I was repeating it over and over again. You know, see, he's a caravan man. I love that. I love that. And I can relate. You know, I grew up going on caravanning holidays. I can understand some of the things that he's singing about there. And for the subject matter, I love kind of the retro vibe, because caravanning these days is kind of retro in itself. And so to have something that's so like throwbacky to almost the heyday of when it was really big in like the 60s and 70s, to have something that's kind of slap bang in the middle of that stylistically is really fun and interesting. And I hope he performs it live at some point. I'm not sure how he would do that, but I'd love to see a video or see him in person performing Caravan Man. The next one is a mid-tempo vintage blues number that grooves along nicely, featuring Muse's Chris Wolstenholme, which, so apologies if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. He takes on bass duties for this song, My Side of the Road. I love Neil Pond's bluesy harmonica in this. It's fantastic. And the bridge section in the middle helps to break things up. I know that a lot of Quo fans will like this one because, you know, it's kind of a chug-chug. You know, it's a proper bluesy thing there. And I do love the breakdown of instruments before the fade-out. Very cool. This also has a music video attached to it. So the next one is, I think, really the whole reason for the phrase Just Saying as the album title. It's called The PC World, which the song begins with a reference to a teacher, Walter Brown, who died in World War One, whose story Rhino became aware of recently. It then outlines topical subjects around cancel culture. Rhino's writing has always had touches of social commentary in parts, but there's usually some humour attached to it. This isn't one of those songs. This song stays serious in tone throughout. The song has an almost appropriately dystopian vibe to it, ending on an eerie drone. Like I say, this is one of those songs where it's serious all the way through, and some people will agree with it, some people won't, but he's just saying, you know, that's kind of the point, I think, of that. So that is the PC world. The next track is One Way to Roll. Another Quo Could Have Done This track, which has a laid-back R&B vibe. It reminds me of a song that Rhino wrote with Rick Parfitt back in the day, Bella Vista Man, which featured on the Party and Over Yet album. Andy Bowen features on the keyboards here. Once it kicks in, it's a good time. And I love Rhino's masterly vocals on this track, along with the pleasing harmonies. And let's not forget that groovy rhythm as well. The next track, Hard Drinking Woman, another harder rock number, which has echoes of the darker edge of late 80s Quo material. A guitar motif repeats at several points in the track, while Rhino delivers the vocals with attitude. The middle section breaks things up nicely. Craig Joyner delivers some excellent guitar solos on the track. Tried and Tested is the next track, an Edwards Rossi composition with a strong groove and chunky guitar work. Leon Cave is on drums here, while Freddie Edwards provides a memorable solo. I love the keyboard horns leading up to the climax. This is a solid track. Perhaps one that Quo could have done at some point on one of their albums. Perhaps the last one. Maybe it was intended to. You know, that's the thing. They must write so many songs together that it's impossible to use them all on one particular project. Or maybe this was something that was directly for Rhino's album. And I should say at this point, this is where the vinyl cuts off. So the vinyl has 12 tracks on it. And the CD has 14. So if you've got the CD, these two tracks are on it. Spooning, a laid-back jazz feel. The subject matter could be seen as humorous, but the seriousness of the musicianship balances things out. I love the wah effect guitar that appears throughout the track. I hear a tad bit of ambience as well, kind of that staticky, ambient-y feeling, which adds to that intimate atmosphere. Wonderful. It's one of my favourites on the track because it is what it is. I love it. It's great. Happy Ending. I really, 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 really like this track. And if you've heard it, you'll understand the reference. The final track, appropriately titled Happy Ending, is an uplifting track that will stick in the mind long after it is finished. It starts fairly modestly before taking off into the stratosphere. I really love Happy Ending. And there is that kind of middle instrumental section where it kind of feels like a spaceship's about to take off. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like almost classical again, just about to take off into the ether, you know. So my conclusion here, overall, this is arguably one of Rhino's strongest solo efforts. His songwriting is as sharp as ever, perfectly finding the balance between silly, sentimental, and social commentary. Mike Paxman's production here is flawless and works perfectly for the various styles that Rhino adopts. The little touches that are sprinkled throughout the album, like that, those bits in Happy Ending with the kind of the sound effects and stuff, help lift things even more. Rhino's vocals are the best I've ever heard him, finding a nice balance between personality, kind of the spoken word bits in between the sung bits, essentially, and intensity. The instrumentation from All Concerned is tight, and while it is clear not everything was recorded in the same place, you can't tell. And if I'm honest with you, I've written it in my review, I'm off to play the album again because I really like this. If you can get this on vinyl, on CD, I mean, get it on CD because you get those two extra tracks. These are limited to 1,000 copies. And if anybody is wondering, I've got copy 22. There might still be some left. So yeah, go and check that out. I think there's an even smaller limited number with the vinyl. So yeah, if you enjoyed his previous albums, then you will enjoy this probably even more. I think I enjoyed this even more than the other two. And I love those. I think they're great. If you're looking for Quo type stuff, it is on here. But to me, for me personally, just saying, I prefer it when he goes off kilter a bit, when he does kind of other styles or goes in other directions. Good Evening Primrose, Caravan Man, you know, that type of thing. Although I do like One Way to Roll, the styling of which, again, could have been done by Quo at any point in the last 20 years, I guess. But yeah, Taking Care of Mary as well is another track I really enjoy. So have you heard the album? What do you make of it? Let me know in the comments below. Go and buy it. It's a great album.